Really doesn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, do you have the top of that?
Okay.
You did a lot.
So I think we're all set.
You sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Would you, talk to me about Maria, how you came to meet her and how long you've known?
Can Daisy want her out of here so they can tell the truth?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
She might be inspiration.
No, not long. 3 years, this is the third or fourth year.
No, I don't.
Do you need to do?
No, no, I just walk around a little bit.
Is this the third or fourth year?
This is a third year.
Third year.
The third year. We go to the fourth, if I'm still here.
Me too.
I'm gonna tell you, like I told a news media, that guy, when you quit, I don't know, maybe I die here. That's what I told him.
You probably will.
I don't know.
You probably will.
And somebody told me, you die there, so I die happy.
Okay.
About 3 years.
You know Maria.
And this is where we met her.
Met her right here.
Since we've been in the suite.
Why is she so special?
Well, she just does her job. She takes care of it.
And she's so friendly. She knows everybody. You just feel like you've been friends forever.
She makes good lasagna too.
How do you know that she makes good lasagna?
She made some
for us.
And
brought it to our house. Well, no, I met her, but anyway, she made it for us for Easter and also an Italian cream cake. Oh, they were both wonderful. So we've gotten to be good friends. She and I have had lunch a time or two, and she's been to our home. She went out to dinner with all of us, with another lady that works here one Sunday, and we just feel like she's gotten to be a good friend, as well as she does such a good job here. You know, she learns what everybody likes and make sure you have what you like and that you're comfortable.
Some people just do what they have to get by. She does extra.
Goes out of her way. Well. Yeah. And she'll, if there's things left over, she'll make sure she wraps those for you and adequately to take them home and so that things don't go to waste. And
I think it's obvious that she's genuine and really
caring. Yes, she is. And she's so interesting to talk to. I mean, she has a lot of stories to tell.
she's
had an
for
interesting
a long time
life.
And she knows everybody. And it's just, it's a good place for her, and she's good for this place.
Now, I'll have to admit, sometimes I have a little trouble understanding her.
I do too.
but you know, I just smile and listen, and we have a good relationship.
It's almost
a sentiment
that comes through, so
yes.
You know, it's almost like you do understand,
uh-huh.
So you kind of want to say, yes, I understand,
right.
Even though you don't know what she's saying.
No. But she's,
yeah.
she's had some hard things in her life, and she's overcome, and has such a wonderful attitude, you know, and she stays busy, and she doesn't sit down and feel sorry for herself. And
a lot of people will just quit or wait for some, we'll see what they could get for free, but Maria just stands up the plate and hits the ball.
And she really is a wonderful waitress, because she, like I say, she finds out what you like, and she makes sure you have it. She knows how I like coffee, so she always has a pot of coffee for me. And she knows what he likes to drink, and you know, she just makes sure everybody's comfortable and happy. And sometimes it's hard when she has a lot of people to take care of, but she manages to do a good job. And I'm sure she gets tired, but you never know it. I'm sure she feels there are days she doesn't feel well, but you never know it. She's always in good mood, upbeat. She's remarkable. I'm sure that's how she survived this so long.
She's definitely a special woman.
Mm-hmm.
So compared to other, you know, how often do you come here? How often do you have Maria waiting on you?
Well, it depends.
We have two meets a year, spring meet and a fall meet.
That's
we don't come as much as we did at first because we haven't had as many horses racing.
And that's usually when we come, is when we
have
a horse racing.
How many horses do you have that race?
I don't know. Too many.
The horse business is not the greatest right now. No, and he's had some health problems, so sometimes we're not able to watch him. But I don't know. We maybe come on an average of once a week during a meet.
And you always request Maria, or how does that
well,
work?
Well, she's
she
usually
just
here.
Working
she's
that
just,
station?
She's usually.
This is our suite, and she takes care of us.
She usually, yeah. Yeah,
we ask for her, she asks for us.
Yeah, at the beginning of the meet, we ask for her.
The rest of them. There's three of us, three people that have this suite together.
Mm-hmm. So we all wanted Maria.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
So,
and compared to other places when you eat out, I mean, what do you notice specifically that makes her different?
Here and where she does her job.
Mm-hmm. So when you go to other places, do you notice, what do other waitresses do that indicate
well,
that?
Well, you like for them to be friendly and...
Very rarely have to ask her for anything. She'll ask you what you are. She already knows and takes care of it. But you know, it's not like working in a restaurant where you different people all the time. But she's just a hard worker, pays attention and does her job.
And you get special attention. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's a lot of good waitresses.
Yeah, special. Yeah, she makes you feel special.
But a lot of them just do what they have to do to get by.
They're just doing the minimum.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what makes, you know, especially with older waitresses and what we were saying, you know, I think that it's so important that, you know, you look at the background of where, you know, these women have come from in terms of, you know, their relationship to hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a different attitude about being here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that makes a huge difference. And I think that comes through in their service.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that they want to be here. So I think, you know, the point of my project is to show these women actually, you know, not to be pitied, because so many people look at a 76-year-old waitress and feel sorry for her,
mm-hmm.
thinking how sad she must have to work
mm-hmm.
after retirement age. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, once you get to know them, you realize that they love what they do, and that's
right.
what they...
I think she'd be miserable if she didn't have this to do.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, she's a person that has to... have something to do all the time. I think when she's at home, she's busy all the time too. She tells me she works in the yard and cooks for her children and takes care of her grandchildren, and she just is a person that needs something to do, and I think she'd be very unhappy without this.
Mm-hmm. Do
you she loves people too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you have older, do you have other places where you're a regular, where you have older waitresses that serve you, or?
Maybe a couple places that we go.
Shelbyville, but
yeah.
They're not older, but they're in the middle.
Well, that one lady at Shelbyville is not real young.
No, but they're not as old as Maria.
No, probably not as old as she is.
I'd say
in the
50s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice a distinction between the younger and older waitresses?
It depends. You know, some places the younger people are just as nice as can be, and then others are, like you say, you know, I have to be here, I have to have this job, and
a lot of the younger ones I'm talking about, there's some real good younger ones, but a lot of them just don't pay attention. Just recently we had, I don't remember where it was, but I'm sure they had her food ready before she delivered it. And when she brought it to us, it was cold.
They just send it back?
I don't know.
No, we didn't. We probably should have, but we didn't.
What I usually do, I just go ahead and don't go back.
Something we had happened to us recently that was really irritating was this girl came back. Well, she was very attentive. She, you know, she removed the dishes and kept asking us if we needed anything, but then she brought the bill, and instead of waiting until he paid the bill, she came and stood over him while he got the money out. That was, you know, I don't think I've ever had that to happen before.
Things seem to get more and more lenient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I guess she was anxious. Maybe she needed to go home. I don't know, but it was strange.
You can eat while you're, if you feel comfortable, I don't want you to not eat or, you know, get cold.
I think I'll just wait until we eat. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not that hungry.
Okay. So do you have any stories of Maria, you know, like over the years?
Well, I can't think of anything in particular, just other than what we've already told you.
She's tough.
I can't think of anything.
She is a survivor.
Well, sometimes.
When did she start telling you stories? I mean, when did you get to a point where you started to know her personal life?
I guess when we would, sometimes we'd come up here and there was nobody else here.
And I like to ask a lot of questions, isn't it?
Yeah, he likes to interview people. And we just got started talking and just got really acquainted. And, you know, one thing just led to another, and we shared different things in our life and things that had happened to us.
She doesn't live too far from where we live, either. Three or four miles.
Have you ever been to her house?
Nope.
No, we haven't.
But she's been to your house?
Mm-hmm.
And you just invited her over for...
She and then another lady that works here and her family, and we all went out to dinner, mm-hmm. or to lunch, actually, it was that day. And then they came back to our house and stayed for a while and had dessert and visited. So.
But you've never had any other waitresses at your house?
No.
Have you?
No. No. Because she's special.
Yeah, she is. And I think that, you know, it's interesting that that's why a lot of these waitresses end up staying, the ones who've made connections with their regular customers.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, it's almost an extension of their family, so
mm-hmm.
for them to not, you know,
mm-hmm.
to have that, to retire, it's a huge loss.
Right.
You know, so what do you think will happen when, you know, Maria retires? I mean, no, she has no plans for retiring as far as I know, but, you know, at some point she'll probably have to.
I would say when she retires, she'll have, if we're still coming here, she'll have recommend somebody that would do a good
mm-hmm.
job.
Mm-hmm.
She'll tell us to ask for somebody that, someone that she knows that can do a good job.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
just waste it does.
Do you think you'll keep in touch, or you'll have
I think
to
so.
Have a
I think we will, yeah.
Because you'll have to.
Yeah.
She won't let you not.
Yeah. She's good about calling and certainly we don't mind. We're glad for her to call it.
She calls you at home.
But she calls. She calls us
just
at home.
To say hello.
In fact, yeah, just to talk. In fact, she was really concerned about us. Our phone was messed up for a while earlier this year, and she couldn't get hold of us. She couldn't get in touch with us, and she was really concerned. She called us. The other lady that works here is the concierge, Angie, and she kept calling Angie and wondering where we were and what had happened to us and what was wrong. She was really concerned about us.
Mm-hmm. And
so that makes you.
They're regulars. If something happens to them, you know, if they die, they attend the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I know of a waitress in D.C. who she has the ashes of one of her regulars on her mantle.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they've made such amazing connections.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think there's a certain level of trust,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
mm-hmm.
builds over the years. And, you know, I just think it's great that you appreciate her and make her feel appreciated, because
mm-hmm.
so many waitresses aren't, you know, or just dismissed or ignored. And, you know, I'm sure it's
mm-hmm.
a two-way street. They have to bring something to the table
She certainly earns that. And we really do feel close to her. We've just kind of bonded.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And so how did you get to know Tony or her husband? Her son.
Her son?
Yeah.
Just through her.
Through her.
Uh-huh. So she introduced you to
uh-huh.
him.
Uh-huh.
Because he works in the offices, right? So
right,
he's
right.
Around.
He's in communications, I think.
And do you know any other of her family members? I don't know if she has.
No, she talks about him, but we've never met any of the others, just Tony.
Mm-hmm. She has family.
Well, we met his wife one time. We went to Angie's wedding, and Maria was there, and we sat with her and met Tony and his wife there as well.
Mm. Have you ever seen Maria have a bad day?
Not that I recall.
What?
Not that I recall. Have you ever seen her have a bad day? And she might get angry. She might get angry and upset with some of these people.
What gets her upset?
Oh, I guess people that make too many demands are just not nice to her. You know, they don't treat her well.
And she comes in and tells you about that?
She tells us about it, yes, sometimes.
Some people have bad days, and then she does, she'll come back, wound up.
Yeah, she.
That's really liberating for a waitress, though, to be able to, you know, it's almost like a friend when you, you know, when you say, can't believe this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
she can say that, you know, she can.
She can do that with us. She has.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Mom, can you think of any other questions? Or, yeah. Well, I just don't know if I missed anything because I haven't been looking at my notes.
Oh, thank you. You do a good job. I think you covered that.
You're my mom, so you're supposed to say that. Is there any other stories or things that you wanted to share?
Well, I can think of one, but not concerning Maria, but there was a restaurant in Shelby County, been for a year, Old Stone Inn, when Tom
mm-hmm.
worked there.
Mm-hmm.
Tom didn't have any education. He was a cook fellow, and he was a waiter or ever. Can't think of his last name.
I don't remember either now.
We got something that we'd have 12 of us there. Tom takes your order, and he gets it, and he takes care of it. Didn't have any education,
mm-hmm.
but he knows how to write it down and took care of it. He was a good waiter. Good.
I'm
so
not sure
know,
he wrote it down. Was he able to write it?
Well, maybe he didn't. He just I don't believe he did. I believe he did just remember it.
Yeah. If he was illiterate, he probably would have had a good practice memorizing things.
I think.
And
he
had a job after the regular job after that he worked at, and then he was a waiter at.
Would you just notice people like that where they are so. You can tell they're concerned about pleasing you or making you comfortable and meeting all your needs.
I'll come in, Maria. Said, you want so and so? I said, no, I don't. What? I said, no, just, I don't want it today. I want to change. Oh, God, 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 God.
Or she'll go someplace and find us some dessert or something, and we didn't even order it. She'll bring that in your
bar. You try this, I think you just do good.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself pretty, you know, easy customers, or do you have special demands? That
no, I think we're kind of easy. I don't think we make it too difficult for.
It's funny because waitresses tend to be the most demanding customers.
Is that right? Like nurses and doctors are the worst patients.
Kind of, yeah, same thing. I have a waitress, Rachel, in her 80s, and she's taken me to lunch a few times and. She's wonderful, and I mean, she's pretty famous. Every time we go out to eat, people recognize her from, you know, her restaurant and love her. But, you know, the coffee's never hot enough. She sends it back. You know, there's just all these things that she likes just so. And because
mm-hmm.
she knows how to get, she knows it's possible to get that service, because she gives it.
Mm-hmm.
She demands.
So she demands the same in return.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and thinks that most people should get what they want.
Well,
that's the name of the game.
That's
right.
Understandable. You know, she knows how it should be, and that's the way she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the way Maria is. I think she knows how she would like things, and so she tries to do that for her people, her patrons.
Now, if you want to get a good example of Maria, when she come back, tell her, I said, she's probably one of the worst waitresses I've ever had. And it, well, she'll blast me. She'll turn in on me.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll come back now. Mom, can you see if the Levitches are here or what's happening with the Levitches? To see if, I just want to make sure they're not waiting.
Okay.
They won't.
Oh, they won't.
They won't. They would, but their mother wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would. Yes, they will. Don't say it.
Hmm?
Yes, they will. They'll wait.
So what do you, are you both retired or do you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, that's what we tell